You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Chris Kocek, the founder and CEO of Gallant, a strategy and design studio dedicated to building brands for a better world. He is also the author of the new book, The Practical Pocket Guide to Account Planning. Chris, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what role does the account planner take in creating advertising campaigns?
Well, the account planner is actually responsible for writing the brief that guides the advertising campaign at large. So the brief basically summarizes the business objective, the situation, the people we're trying to reach, what we know about them. And that kind of stuff we usually find out via focus groups or customer intercepts or surveys. And then ultimately the brief has to, you know, give the direction for what we need to say to get those customers' attention. So at the end of the day, the planner has to figure out what we need to say, and then once we figure that out, the creative team is responsible for how we're going to say it.
And what is the reality of how ads are made today versus what most of us see on TV via Mad Men, et cetera?
Well, in Mad Men, there are basically they just had to worry about newspapers, magazines, radio channels, and really three television networks. So there were really a limited number of channels through which you could reach customers in the Mad Men era. Today, there are hundreds of different cable and satellite channels. There are websites, blogs, social media channels, apps, interactive window displays. I mean, the list just goes on and on these days. And so since there are so many more mediums through which to tell a brand story, that creates a lot of opportunity, but it also makes the process a whole lot more complex. So, you know, so many of the channels today are built for two-way communication. You've probably heard this before. It's no longer about repeating your message to customers over and over like you could back in the days of Mad Men. It's about, you know, creating conversations, creating a dialogue. So when you go back and you watch episodes of Mad Men, you'll see a lot of copywriters, a lot of art directors, whereas today, if you want to make an effective, highly integrated ad campaign, you need an account planner, a copywriter, an art director, a user experience architect, creative technologist, a developer, maybe a web developer, an app developer, a media planner, a data analyst. You need a lot of different people today just because the technology has made things so much more complex.
And what are some of the tricks of the trade, and how are they applicable to creating a brand identity?
I think that figuring out your brand identity is really about understanding who you are as a business or as a brand and how you're different from the other brands that are around you. So one of the things I always like to tell our clients at Gallant is to look at themselves through the lens of the four C's. And the four C's are the culture, the category, the competition, and the consumer. And each one of those lenses offers a different way of looking at your brand. And ultimately, to be a successful brand, you have to have a strong strategic positioning that leverages the cresting wave of the culture so that you're out in front of the competition, inside the category, and top of mind for the consumer. So really understanding those four C's and understanding your positioning within those four C's is really a great way to figure out your brand identity and make it a strong one.
Today we're joined by Chris Kocek, the founder and CEO of Gallant, a strategy and design studio dedicated to building brands for a better world. He is also the author of the new book, The Practical Pocket Guide to Account Planning, and can be followed on Twitter at Chris Kocek. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Chris, can you identify some of today's popular ad campaigns that are effective and or demonstrate how the planner played a role?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of my favorite campaigns that I'm seeing out there today, it's been out for a little while, but the Wonder-Filled campaign from Oreo, I think that's a great example of smart planning and great creative. And this whole idea of what if someone had just given an Oreo to the big bad wolf or to Dracula or to someone else, how would that have changed them? How would that have changed the story? It does a fantastic job of attaching itself to all sorts of pop culture icons like Dracula or the big bad wolf. And as a result, it ends up creating these fun conversations, and it becomes what I like to call culturally infectious. Of course, it's hard to say what percentage of that campaign was planning versus creative and how much the planner played a role in that, but I would say that's okay because it just means that the strategic idea and the creative idea are so intertwined that they're really inseparable. But going back to the Mad Men idea that we were talking about earlier, most people know the Wonderfield campaign through the television spot, and there's no doubt that television still plays a major role in advertising, but what's interesting is that the theme of the campaign, the whole overarching idea, has been translated extremely effectively across all those different channels we were talking about earlier. So if you go to Oreo's website, you'll see all sorts of interesting extensions on the theme, like what if we gave an Oreo to New York City, or what if we gave an Oreo to Dad for Father's Day. The theme of the campaign gives it really almost an unlimited number of possibilities throughout the year for different holidays, different occasions. Another campaign that I think is really interesting is really the work that Coke has been doing, which ladders back up to their brand essence, which is all about happiness and the surprise and joy of happiness. So whether it's the YouTube videos that are capturing family reunions or those happiness vending machines or the happiness truck, it's just one, you know, huge campaign that helps keep Coke top of mind and associates them with this idea of happiness. And so that's really effective because the campaign, you know, makes Coke no longer about just a soda that's made of carbonated water and some corn syrup. It's associated with a much bigger idea, a much more powerful emotion, which is surprise and happiness.
Yeah, I like that. Now, what advice can you give to small business owners and entrepreneurs who need to create ad campaigns or establish their product or service?
I think in today's world, just because, like we were talking about before, there's so many different channels. You know, if you're a small business, you don't have a ton of money. You don't have the kinds of budget dollars that Coke or Oreo has. So you really have to figure out how you can get your message out there via word of mouth. And that typically means social media channels, but it also just means in casual conversations between people. So I think understanding who you're talking to and figuring out how to get your value proposition down to a single sentence, what I like to call repeatable value. Because if you want people to talk about your business and what you do, you need to make that core proposition repeatable. It's not necessarily a tagline. It's just something that people can share with others. And that's really hard. Mark Twain has a great quote where he says, I would have written you a short letter, but I didn't have enough time, so I wrote you a long letter instead. And so, you know, refining your value proposition down to that single repeatable one-liner is a challenging process, but if you can do that, then more people will be able to carry your message for you.
Before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your book, The Practical Pocket Guide to Account Planning, and to make their purchase online?
Yeah, they can go to practicalplanningbook.com, and there they will find it in paperback. They'll find it available on iTunes, and they can also find all sorts of interesting exercises for how to think through some of their strategies and their branding application. Practicalplanningbook.com.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Chris Kocek, the founder and CEO of Gallon, a strategy and design studio dedicated to building brands for a better world. He is also the author of the new book, The Practical Pocket Guide to Account Planning. And for more information, visit practicalplanningbook.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.